Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Have another great segment that's coming up for you guys today. Actor Emilio Rivera is making his first appearance at our show. You've gotten to see him really in some of the biggest roles on television over the past 20 years. Many of you know him from roles going back to shows like Renegade, also gang-related, and of course, more recently, Sons of Anarchy. I got to see Emilio in the new film, Water and Power, a really fascinating look, not only at family, but also, of course, of life, and so, of course, the decisions that we all have to make. We're going to talk to Emilio not only about the journey of bringing these characters to life, but what it's been like for him to do what he loves and to see the way that people have responded to it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Are you tired of worrying, struggling, or arguing? Do you want to wake up and have the life you always wanted with all the love, abundance, and happiness you deserve? Then I have the book that's just right for you. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about Mary Ellen Saganovich's book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. It will lead you on your journey through its 73 powerful vignettes on topics ranging from awareness to faith and forgiveness. It will also assist you in seeking the peace you desire. The author, Mary Ellen, is no stranger to life's uncertainties. She has prevailed over major illness and an abusive childhood, as well as dealt with the difficulties that come with being a single parent, to now becoming a whole and dynamic person. She shares that hard-won knowledge in her extraordinary book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. You can contact Mary Ellen through her website at www.healingwordsthebook.com. There you will find links to be able to get your own copy of the book, as well as, of course, be able to stay connected with Mary Ellen on Facebook, where she shares her truth of the day every Monday through Friday. Again, that website is www.healingwordsthebook.com. Visit the website, get the book, and begin your journey to an inspired life. And we're back with Conversations Live. As I said, today we're speaking to actor Emilio Rivera, not only about his amazing career that spans over two decades, but also the new film that I got a chance to watch, Water and Power. We're going to talk to him not only about the role he plays, but also what it's been like for him to do the work that he loves and to see the way that his fans are responding to it. Emilio, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you could join us today.
How you doing, sir? I was glad to be on with you, man.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I want to say, first of all, congratulations to you. When we announced that you were coming on the program, you have fans that came out of the woodwork that were so supportive, and they were all naming their various roles. I mentioned some of them earlier, Emilio, some of them going all the way back to shows like Renegade, of course, seeing you on the soap operas like Young and the Restless, and then, of course, more recently through Sons of Anarchy. Emilio, what has it been like for you to look back and to see the amazing career you've been able to have and the fans you picked up from show to show?
You know what, man, to me, it's just been a blessing, bro. You know, I've been having a good time all the way. The whole ride has been a good time, you know. I trip out sometimes. I sometimes I don't believe what's going on sometimes, but I really dig it, man. I thank God every day, and I thank you for the fans, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they definitely are there for you. So I want to go back to how this all began, because I was noticing, especially when I was prepping for this segment with you, Emilio, that one of the things that is very evident is that you're passionate about what you do. You really do get into each and every role. What was it about acting that initially spoke to you that made it be something you wanted to do?
You know what, man? I want to do since I was a kid, but I got sidetracked with gangs and drugs for a long part of my life. And then 24 years ago, when I was 29, I got clean and sober. And then I just went back and said, you know what, that made me feel good to do that. So let me give it a shot. And it worked out, man. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the stuff I do on the film and stuff, I just, you know, draw from pieces of my life. And I really go deep into them. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And Emilio, I think that is the realness, though, that people see in you. And especially, I have to say, in this film, Water and Power, I think it's not only, I think, an action film, but also I think it's, for me, it was a film about consequences. And I think that's one of the powerful things you've been able to bring. So, you know, we were talking about the fans earlier, and you were talking about how this all began for you. You know, do you think part of the reason why you've had the longevity is because you are so passionate about it?
That's exactly what it is, bro. I try to put a little bit of me in every role I do, you know, even if it's a funny role that, you know, we've all had our comedy and drama in life, you know what I mean? So I always, you know, I really get real selective. I got a lot of subtext in my life, man. So, like I said, I put a piece of me in everything I do, you know, whether it's comedy or whether it's, you know, serious, you know?
Right, exactly. And I think that, again,
it's fun to revisit that part of your life sometimes, and nobody's right. going to get hurt, and nobody's going to get hurt no more. I mean, and I'm not going to get hurt, or I'm not going to jail, you know? It's just, it's fun to pick, you know?
Right, exactly. And the other thing that I thought about with you, Emilio, is that you are doing several projects at once. I mean, is that also part of the fun for you as an actor to be able to slip into different skins at the same time?
You know what? That's the best part. You know, sometimes it gets kind of crazy. Like, I was doing three things at one time last year, and it got kind of weird because one character was slipping into the other character. I said, no, wait a minute. I got to stop that. Go back to this guy over here. But busy, bro. You know, my happiest times is when I'm with my family, and also when I'm working. I'm lucky to get both. You know what I mean? It's really nice. It's a nice
right.
balance.
Exactly. And, you know, I think, too, you know, as I said about the fans, but also, you know, people, I think, love the story. I think you have become an inspiration to people, whether it was your goal or not. You've been an inspiration to people as to what's possible for them. I noticed on Facebook today about one of your fans said how proud you made them. You know, when you hear things like that from your fans, I mean, how does that make you feel about the road that you're on today?
What do you mean? How proud I made who?
One of your fans was just talking about how proud you made them just by the success that you've been able to have. So when you hear something like that from your fans, how does that make you feel?
Oh, that makes me feel good, but then it also shows anybody that you can be whatever you want to be, man. I mean, I come from a place where I wasn't supposed to do too much of myself. And, you know what, man, you can dream big. You know, go for it, man. You dig what I mean, look at my friend Gina Rodriguez, you know. She just came out not too long ago, and she won the Golden Globe on the Golden Globes, you know. I was very proud of her, man. You know, anything
right.
happy, she said it the best, man. You know, and just being big and go for it, man. You know, and you're going to hear a lot of no's, but once in a while they say yes, and you get to show what you can do. You know, just be prepared, that's all.
That's right,
But the fans, man, you know, I got to give that a look to the fans because, they, you know, over the years they've stuck by me, you know, and they booted me on, and much love right back to you guys, man. I really thank you for that.
Yeah, well, I know that they definitely appreciate you as well, Emilio. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm really excited today to welcome to our program Emilio Rivera. He's making his first appearance on our show to talk to us not only about his journey as an actor, over 20 years he's been in the business now, but also the success he's been able to have over the way. We're going to be talking about Water and Power here in a moment, Emilio, but of course we have to talk about Sons of Anarchy. A lot of people are saddened to see it becoming to an end this season. What has that experience been like for you to be on one of the biggest shows on television?
You know what, man? I got to say, you know, I've been blessed to work a lot, and that was one of the best rides I ever had in my life, you know. The camaraderie, the going to work every day, the work itself, it was just, I would get excited to go to work. Every time I went to work for those 7 years, man, I was excited to go to work. I knew what we were doing. It was a beautiful thing, and those friendships will last forever, man. You know, it was something I hope every actor gets to go through. You know, I've been blessed to have gone through a lot of great experiences, but this being one that lasted for 7 years, you can't beat that, man, you know?
Right, exactly. I think that is the thing. Now, you know, could you have imagined, because you are on social media, Emilio, like the rest of us, and your fans stay connected with you that way, that has become one of the big ways that your fans have been able to not only connect with you, but talk about these shows and these characters. Could you have imagined that Facebook and Twitter would bring this show to life the way that it did, making them almost like they were real people?
I dig it, man. You know, I like to interact with the fans. A lot of times I can answer all the questions, but I remember when I was doing the Boat on the Beautiful back in 1995, Mm-hmm. The fan mail would come to the stages in the state. They would give you your fan mail at the end of the week, you know. And it was really hard to, you know, write back letters to everybody, send a picture to everybody. Now I can just, you tweet me, I tweet you back, you know, if I got the time, you know. And I really dig it, bro. I mean, it's good to be in touch with the people, you know what I'm saying? It's really nice.
Yeah, exactly. And that, I think, leads us right into Water and Power. It really is a fascinating film. And like I said, I had a chance to watch it myself, Emilio. And we're going to tell others how they can, of course, be on the lookout for it through social media, through Facebook and Twitter. Talk to us about that. Because, you know, I said in my introduction earlier that, to me, it's not just about family, but it also is about consequences. And, of course, you know, the title itself is symbolic of, you know, two of the characters. But what was it like for you to work on that project?
You know what, man? I was lucky, Cyrus. You know, I was in from the beginning. I did the play at the Marquee Forum, and it did so well. We sold out every night, and we were on it for 3 months. And the role that I wanted to play, who I played in the film, that was the role. I mean, I was playing a different character on the play. So we were went to Sundance and workshopped it, and I was able to play that character, North of Sud. And you know, here we would go 2 years later, and we're doing the film, and I'm playing North of Sud. I'm very, very proud of this character, man. I'm very proud of the film. Richard Montoya, you know, he's very... he's very poetic in his film. You know, Water and Power, you know, one can't do without the other, you know. And really, bro, what it is, it's a, you know, you saw it already. It's a love story of two brothers and what they sacrifice for each other, man, you know.
Right.
It's heavy hitting. You got to pay real close attention to the writing because the writing is beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
exactly.
Very proud of this role, man. Very proud.
Yeah. You know, and I think that brings us to an interesting point here because, you know, the thing that I noticed about the roles that you have taken on are roles that I think are not only for some of us would be challenging, but also I think the deepest. Emilio, would you agree that these characters are so much more than what they look like?
Well, you know what it is? You got to find that, bro. You know what I'm talking about? You can, you know, Water, I mean, North of Sud can look at this hard guy, but he's very vulnerable, especially he's in a wheelchair now, you know what I mean? And the guy who plays Power by Nick Gonzalez is the guy who put me there. So, you know, he's struggling, bro. You know what I'm saying? This guy is struggling with his feelings, you know? But that's the whole thing is even when you're a bad guy in a film, you got to find his humanity as well. You know what I'm talking? Because we're all human, bro, whether you're good or bad. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes the characters I play, people get drawn to them because of that, you know, because he is human.
Exactly, exactly. And really soon, the film is going to be available for the world to be able to see on iTunes, Amazon, and also, of course, through Vudu. Our listeners will be able to take advantage of that. We'll remind them of that date. It's January the 20th. You know, as far as you know, your career goes, Emilio, there is a question that I was curious about with you. Is there a type of character that you've wanted to play that you have yet to play?
You know, man, without knocking, I would love to play a mentally challenged man, you know, something like I Am Sam, John Malkovich in Mice of Men, you know, something like that, bro, something where, you know, you could just let all your feelings go, and it doesn't matter where they go, it can't be wrong, you know what I mean? It's just because you still have the child mentality, which is always nice to tap into, you know what I'm talking about? Something like that would be very interesting for me, you know, very interesting for me.
Well, you know, I think I was just curious about that because I was saying earlier that you've been able to play so many different characters on so many different types of platforms on television and in movies. I was just curious if there was something out there that you had not been able to do.
That's what I would like. Because, you know, people are saying, well, when are you going to play the good guy? Well, you know, in real life, I'm a good guy, you know, so I really want to play myself so much, you know. So I like playing the bad guys because I used to be that guy, and it's fun to go back sometimes. And then, like I said, nobody gets hurt. It's fun to play those guys, man, you know. And I mean, you put me a suit, you put me a doctor's smock, and it'll be immediately better playing this role. And so I'll play the bad. I think I got about 10 more years of bad guys, bro. And unless the mountain challenge, bro, you know, comes in, then I think I'm gonna start playing the father or something. The father doesn't kill his kids or something. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of fun, brother. You know, I'm having a ball, man. I really am.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny that you should say that because I actually think, you know, in Water and Power, Emilio, that, you know, that I think that movie shows there's good in all of us. Would you agree?
I sure do, brother. It shows the love. And, of course, there's some bad in it, you know, and some corrupt stuff that goes on. At the end of the day, it's just love at the end, man. And it'll bring a tear to your eye. I'm really proud of it, man. It really will, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know our listeners will be proud to be able to see it again, everyone. Emilio Rivera has been our guest. We've been talking to him not only about his amazing career that spanned over two decades, but one of his newest projects, Water and Power. We're excited about this because all of you will be able to see it beginning on January the 20th on the various platforms out there. You guys can stay connected with the film by going to facebook.com/Water and Power Movie. There you can find out about how you'll be able to see the movie, but it will be available on iTunes, Amazon, as well as other outlets as well, and there will be DVDs available as well. So make sure you guys, again, go to facebook.com/Water and Power Movie. And Emilio, where's the best place for our listeners to go to find you?
You can get me on Twitter and Instagram at Emilio Rivera 48. And on Facebook, I have my fan page up there, Emilio Rivera. You know, it has a blue star, and it's able to find it pretty easy, you know.
Okay. Well, Emilio, the last question I have for you, because we do appreciate your time and we know you have a lot going on. Last question I have is one that I try to ask everyone, because I think because of what you've been able to do, you're in a rare position to be able to help other people. I'm sure people come to you all the time wanting advice. And I'm curious as to what do you tell people about the importance of giving their all to whatever it is that they love to do?
You know what, man? You have to always find out first what you want to do and work your ass off for it. And then when you get the opportunity, be prepared. The main thing always, brother, is be prepared. Because you only get a chance. You don't get that many. But if you get that one, you got to be ready, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing. Be ready. So just work and work and work again.
Exactly. Very well said. Emilio, thank you so much for that. Again, everyone, Emilio Rivera has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying connected with him. Again, he said on Twitter, Emilio Rivera 48 is where you guys can find him there. And then, of course, his Facebook fan page is verified there. You guys can find him there as well. Emilio, we really do appreciate the time, and we hope you'll come back and share with us again.
I definitely will, Cyrus. And thank you, Cyrus, for having me on. And to all the fans out there, man, thank you so much. I appreciate the love. Much love right back at you.
All right, man. We appreciate that, and we definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in. Again, make sure you guys are looking out for Water and Power coming out very soon, again, on January the 20th. Again, all the details are on the Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Water and Power Movie. There, of course, as I said, you'll be able to see it on all the different video-on-demand services, as well as there will be DVDs available as well. I saw that announcement posted at the end of last year, so make sure you guys take advantage of that. For our radio audience, you guys stay with us. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, though, we're going to lose you guys. But if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You guys can catch the entire interview with Emilio right after we go off the air by going to our Facebook and Twitter pages, and we've tagged Emilio there as well. So go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.